play out right now. The easy stuff, you know, the very modest reforms of good government and, you know, codifying Roe v. Wade, those things pass. That's good.
Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday.
Hello, this is Mr. Petey Pete, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 and WGXC.org, streaming all over the world.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears Tuesday, May 21st, for two mythical legends on the radio. First, at 4 a.m. and 6:40 p.m., Mike Porter and Andy Reid talk about Washington Irving, the legendary American author who wrote Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, New York stories through and through. Then at 9 a.m. on the WGXC morning show, Catskill's Rip Van Wagner stops by High Low in Catskill to talk on the radio about Rip Van Winkle and the Awakening for Rip Van Winkle Fest scheduled for Saturday, June 22nd at Dutchman's Landing at Catskill Point. Hear Rip Van Wagner talk about Rip Van Winkle on the radio at 9 a.m. on the WGXC morning show live from High Low in Catskill, Tuesday, May 21st.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Science of Aesthetics Laser and Med Spa, offering a wide variety of multifaceted cosmetic services at 810 Union Street in Hudson. Consultations are available. Information at 518-697-5390 and scienceofaesthetics.net.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekachevic continues to report on the questionnaire responses submitted to Columbia Green Media for Board of Education candidates in the May 21st election. In Columbia County, eight individuals are competing to fill three open seats on the Ichabod Crane Board of Education. James Jim Antelak is an engineering manager at GE Power. Educator Marie Bertram is new to the area. She has two children in the first and third grades. Incumbent Brendan Colunio is running for a second term. He is a graduate of Ichabod Crane High School and Hudson Valley Community College. Berkshire Bank VP John Challenger holds a law degree and a master's in business administration. He served on the Board of Education in the past and is hoping to be elected again. Incumbent Matthew Nelson has been a member of the board since 2016 and has served as its president since 2018. Incumbent Jeffrey Owlett is the founding director of the Kinder Hook Foundation. He is a lifelong resident in the district and has served on the board since 2012. He lives in Valencia. Candidate Elizabeth Phillips is employed as a grant writer for Camp Hill Village. She grew up in Kinder Hook. The eldest of her three children attends kindergarten in the district. Retired teacher and administrator and incumbent board vice president Anthony Welcome rounds out the field. He spent his entire 50-year career in the Ichabod District. Welcome has held the seat on the board for 12 years. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Socrates Police Department will pull out of the multi-agency law enforcement team known as Urgent. Instead, The department has chosen to work with the Ulster County Department of Social Service to investigate domestic violence cases. The Socrates Town Board voted May 15th to sever ties with the 12-year-old Ulster Regional Gang Enforcement Narcotics Team. Town officials noted the county will give the town $75,000 per year for 2 years to support the work of the Socrates Police Investigator exclusively focused on domestic violence cases. The town has received no reimbursement for the urgent work. Socrates Police Chief Joseph Sinagra said, and I quote, "We have a very serious domestic violence issue in Socrates that we've been trying to address for years," end quote. Socrates Investigator will work on domestic violence cases throughout Ulster County, not just in Socrates, but could be recalled to work solely on Socrates cases if needed. Socrates is not the first municipality to withdraw from the multi-agency team. The Town of Ulster Police Department withdrew from Urgent in 2010, and the Kingston Police Department followed in 2012. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo reports for the Times Union, a policy directing attendees of state commission meetings to pre-register may violate New York's open meeting law. Notices for the Public Service Commission's May 16th meeting in Albany included a warning that 48-hour notice would be required to attend in person. The policy was not enforced, but State Committee on Open Government Executive Director Robert J. Freeman said the proposed burden is, and I quote, "unreasonable, ungovernable, and unsupportable," end quote. Freeman said that members of the public can be required to comply with certain security requirements, but said 2 days' notice would be an unreasonable requirement. Freeman said he believes if the policy was challenged, a court would find the policy to be in violation of the open meeting law. PSC spokesman James Den said, and I quote, "We intend to help those who wanted to attend today's sessions to expedite their check-in process by asking them to pre-register with a 48-hour advance notice," end quote. Den said going forward, the PSC will clarify that pre-registering is not a requirement to attend. Read the full story in the Times Union. ABC7NY.com is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, May 16th, unveiled the final design renderings for the new main entrance to Manhattan's Penn Station. The new entrance will be located at 33rd Street and 7th Avenue, providing direct access to the Long Island Railroad main concourse and the New York City subway. The project will begin construction in June and is expected to cost $570 million. Cuomo also announced the overall Penn Station Redevelopment Master Plan, which continues to move forward and is intended to transform Penn Station into a modern transportation hub. Read the full story at abcny.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. To myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta clap your hands, gonna wanna dance.
Hear what?
Good news, got that old made new. Got that joy coming through, got me feeling alright. Good news, got that skip in my step. Feel that beat in my chest. Got that love in my life. I'm talking good. Good news. I got that good.
we got that good news. Talking about good news, you know it's Brightside Wednesday. That means there's some Mandisa in the house, and that was the lady herself bringing us the song Good News. Well, we're going to do some good news here, too, all through the next, 53 minutes. So hang in there. Don't go nowhere. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist here at WGXC 8. Or Catskill Hudson 90.7 FM. We're listener supported radio for open ears, and we're just glad to have you here. I am so glad to be back. Wow, in the merry month of May. Merry month of May is halfway over. Unbelievable. Time is moving. It ain't waiting for nobody. Well, I'm just excited and delighted to be back with you. We are committed to bringing you music with a meaningful message and real talk. Real talk. So real talk is that we're going to bring some good news. We're going to actually do more music and let's talk. We're going to let's talk later. Some things in the work. We may even get another show, but we're working on that. But this hour, we're going to have more music. Let's talk. So let's get to do what we do. I have for you here the Sounds of Blackness, and back to back with Isaac Carey. Sounds of Blackness tune is Hold On, Change is Coming. And Mr. Cree, Isaac Cree, he wants us to hold on right in the middle of it. I'm holding on. Don't you let go. You hold on too. Here we go with Sounds of Blackness. Hold on. Change is coming.
Ooh. All right. Ooh, yeah. Take a little message out to those of y'all who feel like you're struggling.
Yeah, it's a simple song. Yeah. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yesterday, a man stared to me, said, how can you smile when your world is crumbling down? I said, in my seat. When I wanna cry, I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by, and I hold on.
Hold on.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't you worry.
Don't worry
about
a thing.
Hold on.
Hold on.
You can make it.
You can make it.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Everything.
Everything will be
alright. Some people like to worry. Some people like to hide. Some people like to run away from the pain inside. Now it's your business. Do whatever you wanna do. But if it don't work out, here's what you oughta do. Now just hold on.
Come on, y'all. La, 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 Thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Nice. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your earth feels like it's about to shake. And you've taken all that you can take. What you can do, praise him anyway.
In the middle of it,
oh yeah.
In the middle of it,
oh yeah.
In the middle of it,
you should praise him anyway.
In the middle of it,
yeah.
In the middle of it,
oh yeah.
In the middle of it,
listen.
I'm just like you. If you cut me, I'm gonna bleed.
I'm gonna bleed.
I got wants just as well as I can need. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat. Been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand. And it was you that never let go of my hand. I promise that I'll always give you praise. No matter what this world brings my way, I'll praise you anyway.
In the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of it.
In the middle of whatever you're going through, huh? Praise him anyway. Praise him anyway. Those who know me know I live by that motto. That's right. Right there in the middle of it. Oh, it is good to be back here again. So we just celebrated Mother's Day on Sunday. And so for me, that makes it Mother's Day week, right? But truly every day should be Mother's Day. But it is nice to get that little extra pampering. Got a chance to go and spend the weekend with my mom. Hi, Mom. And go to my home church and to see my mother in the ministry preach up a storm. She always does. Reverend Dr. Elaine McCollins Flake of the Greater Allen Cathedral. And she gave a word, was when God says no. Man, oh, man. Well, anyway. Ah, that was a blessing to my soul. And that's when you got to hang in there right in the middle of it. God might have said no to what you was looking for. And but if you hang in there with him, he's going to get you through to what's good for you. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that. And Reverend Dr. Elaine, Mother Elaine, she's going to be honored this month, May 18th. She's going to be honored with a humanitarian award. So we shout her out. Truly, she and our pastor, Reverend Dr. Floyd Flake, they have done a phenomenal work in the kingdom of God. It's one for the record books, the history books. And so we just shout them out today. Mother's Day week. Yes, shout out my beautiful mother, Evangelist Prescott. So proud of her, too. My beautiful daughter-in-law, Fabiana, and all of my sister friends and mother friends. I got another song that I wanna share, and I'm dedicating that to all the women out there, the mothers, the gonna-be mothers, the wanna-be mothers, mothers to some others, and mothers who didn't get to be mothers, but you mothering and loving on somebody else's child. We know that ain't easy. That road can get a little rough, right? Get a little tough sometime. But that's when I learned how to pray. This is Miss Cece Winans, and that's her song. That's her message. That's her word for us today. Yo, we're going to pray.
I go by the name of Cece Winans.
And pray for more.
And this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah, I bring to you my auntie, Cece Winans. Yo, Cece, drop that verse.
That you think you can pray after that mistake, but I know it's the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you gon' break, and it makes you say, I can't take it. Ooh. Well, things get better. Ooh. I'm so frustrated, but it's gonna be okay, 'cause you got someone in your corner.
My instant replay today. I pray, yeah. You pray, we pray. Yeah, come on, y'all. Gonna pray with me today. Pray for me today. I need the prayer.
And this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah, I bring to you my auntie, Cece Winans. Yo, Cece, drop that verse.
I know that you think you can pray after that mistake, but I know is the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel
too late.
Oh yeah,
but I know that he loves you and there's no love greater.
You know, so
and I know that it's hurting and you want your pain to end and you feel like you can win and it makes you say.
Ooh.